This is being recorded in Jagannath Puri on, it says right here, December 29th, 12/29, 2006, on the beach beside the holy Tirtha of Bay of Bengal, which was made a holy Tirtha from the Charanamrita of Lord Gauranga. After bathing Haridas Thakur in this water, the same water, Sri Gaurahari, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he declared, from this day forward, from 500 years ago on, that this ocean will become a great sacred place of pilgrimage. And anyone who bathes here will attain love of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
We want to hear something about some different names of Jagannath Puri. Nam, Rup, Guna, Leela. So, these are taken from different Mahatmyams. Primarily, Skanda Puran. Skanda Puran and Padma Puran. These quotations have been collected, and each of those Purans, they have many Mahatmyams. Mahatmyams means chapters full of glorification. So this is Purushottam Kshetra Mahatmyam, because this Dham is called Purushottam Kshetra. This is supremely purifying. The Lord resides here in the form of wood. You go in different places, you see deities usually made of granite, or nowadays, that's the ancient deities all over South India, are all made of granite, living stone. They test the stone first to see if it vibrates with a certain sound. They call it living stone, Chaitanya Shila. Marble is quite a new thing, only in the last few hundred years. But usually Ashtadhatu or granite. But here, it's very unusual. The Lord's form is wood, Daru. So he's also known as Daru Brahma. And Brahma means spiritual substance, God, Brahman. So he's a wood spirit. Daru means wood spirit, or Daru Brahman, wood god. Whoever takes darshan of his form will be immediately liberated. One who visits this holy Kshetra, Purushottam Dham, or Purushottam Kshetra, gets the results of visiting all the holy Tirthas. So I guess that's the end of Aravind's Tirtha Yatra. We had big plans. I gave him a whole book about Indian holy Tirthas, hoping that would inspire him to visit Natwara. Of course, he's already been once, but Ranganath and Badrinath and other places. So this is Jagannath, and it says here that this Dham is so dear to the Lord that he named it after himself, Purushottam. That's Bhagavan is called Purushottam. Leela Purushottam, Sri Krishna, Maryada Purushottam, Ramchandra, and of course, Prem Purushottam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
Jai.
So that's a little bit about the name from this particular book. And then number two is we're going to skip over to this other book here. My notebook. My green notebook. This is green for Jagannath Puri. This place is also called Durlabh Kshetra. As you know, Durlabh means difficult to attain. Right? Durlabh. Kshetra means field or place. And for we almost didn't get here. Right? Our flight, they got on the runway, he revved up the engines, but they didn't. He pulled back the throttle, but the engine didn't go. It went. It was like freewheeling. They call it freewheeling, you know, with your clutch in. When you put the clutch in, and he said, he didn't have any power, so we're ready to take off. Everyone was. Excuse me, due to technical difficulties. Then he pulled out of the slot, you know, put his tail between his legs. He folded his tail between his legs and went back to the hangar. And then this guy came out and they opened up the engine, they fiddled around with the thing and took out a few matchsticks or whatever. And then an hour and 15 minutes later, we were back in the slot to take off again. So everybody was in a good mood. So this was Durlabh Kshetra for us. So this place is supremely purifying, Parama Pavan, and this Kshetra is also called the Dasavatar Kshetra, because it's the Kshetra of the 10 incarnations, Meena Avatar, Kurma Avatar, then who's the third one? There's Meena, then Kurma, then Varaha, then the Shringa, then Vaman, etc. So Lord Jagannath, throughout the year, periodically, he wears different veshas, or vesh, Dasavatar vesh. Sometimes they dress him up to look like Nisringadev, and you see sometimes these postcards and paintings of Jagannath in that mood, Vaman, etc. So in Skanda Purana it says results, one gets the result of having darshan of all these 10 avatars simply by one darshan of Lord Jagannath. So in order to see Lord Nrisimhadev, you would have to go to Satyuga, because Lord Nrisimhadev appeared in Satyuga. And Korma avatar, he appeared in Satyuga. And Meena avatar appeared in Satyuga. And then next, Shringa, Varaha appeared in Satyuga. That's the beginning of creation. So if you want to have darshan, you have to wait 427,000 years more, and Kali Yuga will be finished. So you just have to keep making plastic bags for the next 427,000 years, or sell, you know, printing books or whatever you do over there, your United Printers or whatever it is. And you have to keep pulling teeth for 4 lakhs a year. You have to keep trying to get an acting job for 4 lakhs a year. You have to keep trying to get a lead role for the next 4 lakhs of years. And then when Satyuga rolls around, you can get darshan of all these beautiful forms of the Lord, like Nrisimha and Korma, etc. But if you don't want to wait that long and get tired of pulling teeth, or you don't want to crush stones and crush hearts, then you can come to Jagannath Puri, and one snap of a finger you can have darshan Lord Jagannath, and you get the benefit and darshan of all 10 avatars in one. Therefore, for this reason, Puri Dham is called Das Avatar Kshetra. So we heard that Jagannath, Krishna appears in this place in the form of this Daru, wooden form, transcendental wooden form. So why is he called Daro Brahma? In other words, the Brahman, or the absolute truth, God or Brahman, the absolute truth, has appeared, you can hold it up more, as a deity made of wood. So this word Daru is a combination of two words. The word Daru, the first part is Da, which is a combination of Da and Do. So Da means to give, as you know, Dan, we say Dan. So the da part of the word, Daru, represents to give anand, to give endless bliss. And then do, the do aspect of da or da, dao or dao, it's like dao ru. You know, it's daru, but it's dao, dao ru. So da meaning do means to cut away illusion, to cut away material attachments and suffering and kleshas which are covering the pure soul. Then ru, 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 daru. So the da part means cuts away all the bad stuff and gives you bliss. And then ru means to restore to one's original nature. What's the conclusion? What is this? Put it all together. So Daro Brahman is that deity, which means Jagannath, that deity form of the Supreme Brahman or God, Parabrahman, Krishna, that cuts away all of our sufferings and our miserable material attachments and gives one an eternal life of endless bliss and joy in the spiritual world. He is called Daro Brahman or Lord Jagannath. So this is very nice. We see, and he's very happily doing his job. You know, he's smiling while he's working. He's working at cutting away all our illusions and working at removing our kleshas. Kleshas means afflictions, difficulties, adiatmika klesha, adibhotika, adidaivika. Sufferings caused by our body and minds, other people's body and minds, and nature itself. It's too windy. The wind is too cold and I don't have a chutter. And it's too hot and I don't have an air conditioner. And the road's too slippery and I don't have chains on my tires. And, you know, because of ice. And all these kind of problems. This is daiva. Daiva klesh. Deva, daiva. Difficulties caused by nature. So this is something about some of the names. And there are more to come in this this book on page 47. Of course, you probably know, or at least you have heard, that this is one of the Char Dham. There are many, many tirths. You say tirths. There are many holy places in India. And there are many, many holy dhams. Prayag Tirtha. Prayag, called Tirtharaj. Pushkar Tirth. So there are also dhams. So this is one of the dhams. They're Char Dham, four dhams. In the north of India, actually, we'll just read it because it's phrased nice. This is from one of the Skanda Puran. The Lord performs His glorious pastimes in the four directions in India, in four different yugas. Okay, now. There's four directions, is it right?
Yes, ma'am.
Uttar?
Yes, ma'am.
Dakshin?
Yes, ma'am.
Purva?
Paschim.
Right? Everyone agree?
Yes, ma'am.
And there's four yugas. Sati Yuga. Treta Yuga.
Dwapar
Yuga. Kali. Okay. Now the Lord comes in each of these ages. So in Kali Yuga, where does He come and perform His pastimes? Which direction?
East.
Any other guesses? East. How about north?
Yeah.
And Satyuga, He appears in the north, Uttar. Where?
Badrinath.
Bhagavan Badri Vishala ki.
Jai.
Bhagavan Badri Narayan ki.
Jai.
Narayana, 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 Narayana.
Bolo.
Narayana, 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 Narayana. Bhagavan Badri Narayan ki.
Jai.
Then, in Treta Yuga, the Lord comes again to Bharadvarsha to perform His lila and His pastimes. Now, where does He come?
Ayodhya.
Remember, we're discussing the four dhams. Don't go crazy. Treta Yuga. First of all, who is the Lord of Treta Yuga? Who is the Lord that comes here? Everyone agrees? Has everyone heard of such a Lord? Bharati, you heard? Vishal?
Yes,
Rameshwaram.
Achcha, Haribo! One Golubjaman to... He gets the award, two Golubjamans. Okay, so in Treta Yuga, Ram comes and he goes and he worships his devotee. The Lord worships his devotee. The devotee of Lord Ram is Shiva. So he goes to Rameshwaram, to a famous temple of Shiva there, and he worships his devotee. Because this is love. You love me, I love you. You worship me, I worship you. This is the beauty of Bhagavan. This is not a limitation. This is an ornament. It's called Bhava Alankar. This is an ornament of love. If someone says, oh, that means Shiva's greater because God, Rama's worshipping Shiva, therefore Shiva's greater. This doesn't mean this. This just doesn't mean it at all. So now we come to Dwapar Yuga. Who comes in Dwapar Yuga? Krishna, Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna ki jai. Purna Bhagavan, Sri Krishna ki jai. Sarvavatari, Sri Krishna ki
jai.
Where does he appear? Remember, we're discussing the four dhams.
Dwarka.
A lot of fast shooters here with shallow thinking. Four dhams. Dwarka, Tige. Now, Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, the Lord comes to this world to perform His pastimes. And where does He come? Is it Noida? Is it Noida?
No!
Is it New Friends Colony?
No!
Is it New York?
No!
Is it Brooklyn?
No!
Where is it?
Jagannath Puri!
Jagannath Puri! Haribo!
Haribo!
Shri Purushottam Kshetra Ki
Jai!
Jai Jai Shri
Radhe!
Sham. So, Barsha, tell us the four dhams and the four lords.
Badrinath Dham.
What yuga?
Satyuga.
What lord?
Lord Badrinath.
Narayan. Badri's a berry. Badri's a little berry. A little cherry, like a berry. There's so many Badri trees there. So he's not a berry, he's Narayan. Badrinath, lord of the berry trees. Badri Narayan.
Lord Narayan.
Okay, next.
Treta Yuga. Lord Ram.
Yeah, where?
In Rameshwaram.
Yeah.
Dwarka.
These are obviously these are like deity forms, is what they're speaking of. Yeah, go ahead.
And then Dwarka, from Bhagavan Sri Krishna.
Yes. Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga, Lord.
No! Haribo! Where are you now? What's the name of this place?
Jagannath.
You sure? Okay, Jagannath Puri Ki Jai.
Yeah.
Lord Jagannath is very important for people of Kali Yuga Of the four dhams, Jagannath Puri is the greatest. Well, that's what they say. We say Radhakunda is the greatest. But anyway, one must visit... Now, this is an interesting point. One must visit Jagannath Puri to get the fruits of pilgrimage. There, do you know the saying? Do you know what they say? Bharati, what do they say? Do you know? What do they say? You don't know. Neither do I. Lord Badrinath takes bath in Badridham. In Dwarkadham, he puts on his dress. In Puri, he eats. In Rameshwaram, he goes to sleep. Haribo! So where does the Lord take a bath? What's there? Where does he take a bath? Gange, 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 Alakananda Ganga Ki Jai. Alakananda Ganga Chi Ki Jai. Have you been to Badrinath?
No.
Oh, sure.
Next year?
Anyone's been to Badrinath?
Yes, sir.
Did you bathe in Alakananda? It's right there, running there. You have to cross, you walk a footbridge across to the temple. Across the Alakananda.
You just bathe in the hot spring.
Ah, that's the same Ganga, but it's a... No, that Ganga is mixed with the hot spring, so it cools down. Otherwise, there's different chambers, actually. It's hot, medium hot, less hot. You know that? There's different ones that are different temperatures. I went there twice. I stayed 1 week on there, one time on there, by myself. I was wandering all around the place.
Yeah. During winter?
No, it's not open in the winter.
I don't know.
It opens in May 15th to September. I went like in June or so. Then, okay, where does he eat? Where does the Lord eat? Where does he get dressed?
Dwarka.
And where does he go to sleep?
Rameshwaram.
Where do you go to sleep? You were eating and sleeping in Puri. Okay. So, Puri is known as different names. One name of this place is Puri Dham. Of course, Puri means city or place of residence. One who lives in Puri is known as a Purush. Lord Jagannath is Param Purush, means the Supreme Purush, or person, transcendental person. This is a place where the Supreme Personality of God resides. Everything in this Jagannath Puri Dham is complete, or Purna, due to the presence of Jagannath. It's also called Purushottam Kshetra, because Krishna was feeling much affection, very much affectionate for this place, so he called it after himself. It's also called Sri Kshetra. This is very interesting for us. This is the name our Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas usually bring out. It's because it is referred often to as Sri Kshetra. And Sri for us is not Lakshmi Devi, but the original Lakshmi, Adi Lakshmi. Sarva Lakshmi is Mayi, is Srimati Radharani. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they bring out this idea that this is Sri Kshetra, the field or the place for the holy dham where Radharani has her pastimes. Because Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya and assumed the Kantian Bhav, Bhav and Kanti, the mood of love and the complexion and color of Radharani's body, to live here half his life for 24 years, to experience Radharani's moods of love and separation from Krishna, in Vipralamba Bhav. So therefore we call it Sri Kshetra, the place where Krishna is experiencing Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav, greatest Mahabhav. This is which means Madhurya Bhav. Conjugal love and separation. It's also called Sankh or Shank. Sha or Sa?
Sure.
A conch shell is what?
Shank.
Shank Kshetra. Conch shell. Because the geographical size of Puri is like a shank or a conch shell. Just like when they describe Braj Mandal, Chirosi Kosh Vrindavan, it's described as a Padma, a lotus. And each of the Dwadasvan are the 12 forests of Vrindavan. They are a petal. There's Vajravan, Bandiravan, Bailavan, Lohavan, Mahavan, Madhavan, Talavan, Bahulavan, Vrindavan, Kokilavan. There's 12 forests altogether, and each represent a petal. So the shape, the actual shape, if you were taking an aerial shot with a transcendental Kodak camera. Let's say a transcendental Sony, what do you call it? Like they have these, what are those cameras?
Digital.
If you took it with a digital, transcendental digital camera from aerial view, you would see that Braj Mandal is shaped like a lotus. But if you were to look from the aerial view of this holy dam, it's shaped like a conch shell. It looks like a conch shell. Part of the conch shell, it starts in Bhuvaneshwar. That's the beginning of Puri Dam, Bhuvaneshwar. It's called Ekanamara. It was a long story, really long story we would tell in Bhuvaneshwar. But Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma Lord Krishna had some disagreement or something, and Krishna gave him a gift. He gave him a huge mango tree. And that was located, and he said, you can have this huge mango tree and you can live in this place. I give you this whole area as your place. And that's Bhuvaneshwar. It's called Ekanamara. Ekanamara. And because of that benediction of Lord Vishnu, then Lord Shiva came and resided there. And it was also called Koti Shivalinga Kshetra. Because there one time there were millions and millions of Shivalingas there in Bhuvaneshwar. So it's also a holy dam. It's a holy dam of Puri, and it's quite appropriate, or let's say rather apropos. No, that's how you spell it, that's not how you pronounce it. It's French. It's like apropos. You don't say rendezvous. There's the word rendez, it's spelled rendezvous, but you say rendezvous. It's French, rendezvous. It's not apropos. Anyway. It's appropriate that we entered. First, we went to Shiva Dham because Shiva is called Digpal. Shiva is called the Digpal, like Gopal. He protects the gopi senses. The senses of the gopis are protected by Krishna, because without Krishna, they go wild. Their senses go out of control. As long as they can smell Krishna, or see Krishna, or hear about Krishna, or touch Krishna, or taste Krishna, then their senses stay cool, balanced, peaceful. So he's called Gopal. He who maintains the senses of the gopis. Right? You may have some other idea what Gopal means, but this is our understanding because we're in a particular line of thought. Gopal ki jai! Vrindavandam ki jai! Jai jai Shri Radhe! Jai jai Shri Radhe! Jai jai Shri Radhe! Vrindavan Vihari Lal ki jai! So this is Sri Kshetra or Sankh Kshetra. So now it tells. So Bhuvaneshwar is one side of the Shank, and the other side is the ocean. Then Konark is the tail, then it kind of expands towards Chilka Lake. So it looks like a Shank. And when you sit on the beach for about a half hour, 100 guys will come and try to sell you a conch shell. And every time they come, you can think, oh yes, they're selling me a conch shell because this is Shank Kshetra. And they're trying to remind you. Do you realize? Look, 500 rupees, 500 rupees, original conch, luxury conch. You make money, put it in your office. I said, well, make money, luxury conch. I need something. Yeah, give me one of those. And then, so this is a very interesting thing. You don't have very much money. And this guy comes and takes 500 rupees out of your pocket and gives you a piece of bone. He gives you a bone. Conch is a bone of an animal. Because you don't have much money, and you're such a fool, he sells you a piece of bone, which is worth nothing. He takes 500 rupees worth from you, and he tells you if you keep this, you'll get money. And you never, ever get money from a Lakshmi conch. Impossible. Because there's only two Lakshmi conches in the entire Earth planet, and they're not here anymore. Just because a conch turns like that doesn't mean it's a Lakshmi conch. When Lakshmi was here, there was a Lakshmi conch. It's a very rare thing. It's like an elephant. It's called a Hati Moti. There's Hati Moti, Hatimoti, Surmoti, Surmoti, Hatimoti, and Sarpmoti. A pearl, when there's Swati Nakshatra, there's a particular 27 nakshatras, Swati Nakshatra is in the sky, at a particular time of the year, that nakshatra must be there and it must rain. And when the rain falls on a pig, that's a sewer, inside his brain, it forms just like an oyster. Oyster has these cheap pearls, right? Well, not so cheap, but anyway. Yeah. So that's formed by some sand gets inside the oyster and he chews on it and gets indigestion or something and it becomes a pearl. The oyster. You read about in the books.
That's what they say.
But in the Veda, when you study Veda, you'll see that during rainfalls in Swati Nakshatra, it falls in the head of a sewer, a pig. Inside his head, it forms a pearl. So when they kill that pig, they find this. It's called sewer hati. The other one is hati moti, or sewer moti. Pearl means, you know. Then the other one is Hati Moti, that's really valuable because when you read descriptions of Radharani's body and Radharas Sudaniti and others, it says under her nose she wears a Hati Moti. an elephant pearl. So some of the translators, they don't know so much. So they write and they say, she wears an elephant-shaped pearl under her nose. You know, like you take ivory, you make a carving, right? You know, like this, and four legs and a tail. So under her nose, she wears the pearl that dangles from her septum. This is called septum. The pearl that dangles from there looks like a teardrop. It represents a teardrop. It's a bindu. It's called Prem Bindu. It's symbolic of the solidified love from Radharani's heart is dancing on her lips, her love for Krishna. But it's called, and it's described in Sanskrit as a hatimoti. And then the translator says an elephant, you know, it's carved. It's, you know, like a little elephant, a little baby elephant hanging. But they don't understand this is the most costly, rarest pearl in all of existence. And the queens of thousands and thousands of years ago, when the husband would go hunting, he's a kshatriya, and he would kill the elephant. And then there's certain signs that indicate they have a certain bump on their head that indicates that there's a pearl inside there, and they cut open the head and they find this pearl. Unbelievable. The translucency of it and the beauty of it makes that oyster look like a piece of plastic. That oyster, pearl from the oyster, which is so much, you know, mad people are mad after, it makes that look like so dull and so uninteresting.
Do you still get such...
You can't even get chandan right now. What to speak of those pearls? Can't get cow's milk. You can't get in Kali Yuga. All good things are withdrawn by Bhumi because there's nothing but demons on the surface of the earth. No one's doing any puja. No one's doing any yajna. No one's doing anything. So Bhumi's a devotee. So it's, you don't worship my lord, then forget it. I don't give you chandan. You don't get keshar. You don't get chandan. You don't get pearls, gems. It's all knuckly stuff. It's dyed pieces of glass. They dyed. You get some pink. Sapphire from Lanka, and then they dip it in some blue dye and call it, you know, Neelam. Dark blue sapphire. There's some crappy sapphire from Lanka, you know. Costs 10 rupees and they sell it to you for 10 lakhs. This is all cheating. All these good, these sattvic, good, beautiful things are not available. The Lakshmi Kansha is a very rare thing, just like these pearls are so rare. Of course, snake also forms, the sarp forms a pearl in his head, sometimes ruby or diamond or pearl. So that says, the holy land of Orissa is divided into four parts, four holy kshetras. And these kshetras are named after the four weapons of Vishnu. Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. Puridham is Shankh Kshetra, Bhuvaneshwar is Chakra Kshetra, Jajpur is Gada Kshetra, and Konark is Padma Kshetra. In the Skanda Purana, this place is also known as Nisringa Kshetra. And over the next couple of days, we'll go to see a very... prominent and famous temple, Lord Nisringadeva, which Lord Chaitanya cleaned during the Gundicha Marjan festival. Right before Rath Yatra, he cleans the Gundicha temple and he also cleans the Nisringa temple. So we'll visit that in the next couple of days. And now that we'll tell one small story that I saw in here that I never heard, it's quite interesting. This I have a title. This title of this story is Yamaraj is afraid of losing his job.
Sorry.
What's the title of this story?
Yamaraj is afraid of losing his job.
Well, let's say it should be edited. Yamaraj's fear over losing his job. Right? Let's lead that. Come down here. So what happened was, once Yamaraj came here to Neelachala. It's called Neelachala. Achala means mountain. Neela means blue. It looks a little flat here, but where the temple is a slight rise. But because this dham has been here for millions and millions of years, Puri Dham. It's eternal. All the dhams are eternal. But this used to be a hill here. But over time, as Govardhan Hill, when Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, Govardhan Hill was 8 yojanas high, or 10 yojanas high. That's 80 miles. So now it's only 80 feet. From 80 miles to 80 feet. Similarly, this Jagannath Puri, there was quite a hill over here. Where the temple is, it's called Achala. Achala means hill. Like Vindhyachala, Vindhya mountain range, Vindhyachala. So Neelachala. So Yamaraj came here, and he wanted to, he was very worried. Because if this Lord, Jagannath, keeps freely giving his darshan to everyone, then he would lose his job. Because all the fallen souls would get liberated by coming to Puri and having darshan of Jagannath. And if they all get liberated, nobody goes to hell. And if nobody goes to hell, nobody buys any of his, goes to his mall. And nobody buys anything from his mall, and then he's out of a job. So he called the MDC, or whatever they call it.
MC.
MCT, you know, to make sure that, you know, some people wouldn't get liberated. So he came out down here to complain to Jagannath. I mean, he said, listen, this is not good. You're competing with my business. You know, if you keep it up, like, at this rate, then I'm going to be out of business. I might as well fold up hell and go on vacation. And I really don't know what to do with myself. I'm really a workaholic. And if I have a vacation, I really don't know what to, I go crazy. I get itchy in the pants. I don't know what to do. So I need to keep running this hell factory so that I can have something to do. So he was really worried about that. So he started offering prayers to Lord Narayan. Then Lakshmi Devi said, now listen, Suryananda. That's an interesting name. Another name for Yamaraj is Suryanandan.
Suryananda.
Nandan means son. Yashoda Nandan? Nandan Nandan. Who's the father of Yamaraj?
Surya.
You already gave it away. I just want to see if you're thinking. Who's the son of the sun planet? Who's the S-O-N of the S-U-N?
Yamaraj.
Who is the S-O-N of the S-U-N? Who's the son of the sun? Who's the son of the sun? Who's the son, S-O-N, son of the sun?
Yamaraj.
Who's the daughter of the sun planet? Yamuna. Who is the other son?
Shanidev.
Haribo! Yamaraj is offering all these prayers to Narayan, Lord Narayan, not to compete with him and not to liberate all these people. And so Narayan wasn't too much fazed by Yamaraj's petitions. So he simply glanced at Lakshmi Devi and said, look, will you take care of this guy? Because sometimes the husband, he lets his wife loose on somebody, you know. Some bill collector comes or something, lets his wife say, what are you charging this for? And he just sits there and the guy says, okay, ma'am, okay. His wives can get really wild at all these people. So then Lakshmi Devi said, listen, Suryanand, it's not possible for us to leave, for my husband and I to leave Purushottam Kshetra. If someone comes here, they don't suffer any karma foul. Everyone who lives here, even the birds and animals, get liberation from all their sins. Whoever takes darshan of my husband here, Narayan, gets free from all his karma. You can go use your influence anywhere else but this place. Take your business and go someplace else, but you can't work over here. So the Yamaraj just think, listen, Lakshmi Devi. Whatever you said, I accept. That's correct. Your Lord's desire is final. Because actually, he's the one that puts the living entities in bondage to begin with. It's his ball game. And if he wants to, he can deliver someone from bondage. He created me as well. And he also created heaven and hell too. If it's his desire that whoever dies here gets liberation, then please explain to me in great detail the glories of living in this place. And then she says, yes, I'm really happy to do that. And I'll tell you that tomorrow.
She didn't tell him tomorrow.
Jai Jagannath Swami Ki Jai Purushottam Kshetra Ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe.